Gender is a social construct that we've all been forced into from the second we're born. I mean, think about it. If you're a girl, you must like pink, right? And a baby boy, oh, he's gonna be a little heartbreaker, they say. Conditioning our minds to believe that women and men are not equal, that there's some kind of superiority in being a man, and a misconception that women are the weaker beings. This, of course, is the furthest thing from the truth, and this is why gender-neutral parenting is a must in today's society. Gender-neutral parenting doesn't mean you don't identify your child with their assigned sex at birth, but rather giving them the option to identify or express themselves without the boundaries of gender holding them back. The issue of sexism and misogyny lies within how we've all been conditioned to believe certain ideas about what the role of a man is and the role of a woman. These issues can, however, be lessened with time and new generations. Not enforcing gender norms onto a young child creates a whole new possibility for a much more accepting and inclusive society. While biological sex is very real, it's not the only two ways of self-expression, and this is why it's important to raise kids understanding that there is no set-in-stone manner in which one should express themselves. People who identify as non-binary, or who don't identify with their assigned gender, will be able to freely express themselves without judgment and fear. Once gender roles are not expected, people will be able to just be whoever they would like, and at the end of that is the ultimate goal of gender-neutral parenting: raising decent human beings.